Let us in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are just so thankful, and we want to say thank you because we have a freedom in you this Friday and every day, because the word says, whom the Son set free is free indeed. Lord, we thank you for the two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, whose obedience and whose yes founded this call. Lord, we ask that you keep a hedge of protection around the Dez De Leon family and artist life. Lord, continue to lead and guide them as they lead and guide us in this company. Father, we want to continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you each and every day. We say amen, amen, and amen. Well, I am so glad that each and every one of you thought it not robbery and joined us. I am now going to turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Ada. Take it away.
Well, praise God. Love you so much. Love that so true, beautiful voice. I meant to ask Minister Kai, is she also a singer with that beautiful voice? Well, good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. This is Minister Ada Grace greeting you from Oak Park, Illinois, my hometown. If this is your first time dialing into the Master's Call, we are so delighted and thankful that you have joined us this morning. We want to invite you that today is Friday. We have a part one and a part two to our call. The first part is our regular prayer teaching call, and the second part is when we bombard heaven on your behalf. So if you have a praise report or a prayer request, we invite you to remain on the line so that we can pray for you. Well, please allow me to tell you a little bit about our dynamic call, our awesome ministry. We are coming up on celebrating 7 years, founded back on October 25th of 2010 by two anointed and appointed women of God, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, our newlywed, praise the Lord. And we call her also our super fantastic lady. And so these two women of God commenced this call and founded on the scripture founded in the division of the 88th Psalm, verse 13. And I like to read that for you, coming out of the New International Version. But I cry to you for help, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. And so we start this call with prayer. And as I mentioned, today is Friday, so we do take your prayer requests and praise reports live. Now, we do have a website where you can read about all the bios of our amazing speakers and ministers. And that address is www.themasterscall.net. And you can go there and learn about more about our ministry. You will also find that our theme is for 2017 is, in 2017, by faith, hallelujah, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. And so we are just so excited about what God is doing in our lives, and we celebrate that. Now, the common thread that brought many of us together here on TMC is an amazing and awesome health and wellness company. Artist International was founded by the Dez De Leon family. We're now under the heading of Artist Life. We have some products that can help absolutely change your life and an opportunity that is second to none. So if you're not familiar with Artist Life, we do invite you to get back to the person that invited you to this call. Now, immediately following this call, we have our morning motivational call. And today is Platinum Friday, where we will have an awesome trainer, leader that will speak into us and train us and encourage us and educate us. And so the new morning motivational call number is 712 770-4005 with an access code of 294617 pound. Now, if you happen to have T-Mobile like myself or Metro PCS, we don't want you to be charged for these conference calls. So there is a bypass or a bridge number that you can dial first and then enter the conference and PIN code. And that number is 857-957-1147. So we want you to share this call, share the bridge number so that they can join us. We're here every Monday through Friday, no matter what, holidays, rain, sleet, snow, sunshine, we are here. All right, now, all roads are leading next month, my born month, my birthday month, to Las Vegas, Nevada. We want you to have your faith in the place as we celebrate 27 years of changing people's lives for the better. So all roads are leading to Las Vegas, Nevada for our Artist Life United Conference, September 22nd through the 24th at the Montclair Hotel. Get with your workout partner, your accountability partner, your business partner. Make it happen. Sell some garments, sell some Laviv, and get yourself there. Now, I'm going to come back and give you a little bit more information at the close, but it is time for teaching time on the Master's Call. And we have an awesome woman of God. Love her so dearly. She is always staying ready to jump in and help us and encourage us, and she's always such an effective teacher. I love and appreciate her. She just has the most beautiful spirit. She is our prayer general. Whom am I speaking of this morning that is going to come and give us a word from on high? I'm speaking about Minister Brenda Terrell. I'm not going to read her entire bio. That's why we have the website for you. But let me just tell a little bit about this beautiful yielded vessel to the Lord. Brought up on the Mississippi Gulf Coast as a Catholic, God took Brenda under his wings when she was about 12 years. Her mother had a massive stroke, and her father passed away at the tender age when she was just 16. After graduating an honor roll student, she went on to get her associate degree in business. She married the love of her life, Mr. Freddie Terrell, and they've been married for over 35 years. They have five wonderful children and three grandchildren. Brenda knows the power of God when she was miraculously delivered and healed when the enemy tried to attack her twice with stroke symptoms. I'm so thankful. She is an amazing artist distributor. She is our sister. She is our prayer general. She is an awesome woman of God that I can't wait to hug her neck in Las Vegas. So I'm going to get on out the way so that she can bring us what thus saith the Lord. It is my pleasure, my delight, and my honor to bring to the front of the line none other than Minister Brenda Terrell. Are you there, woman of God?
Yes, I am, Minister Ada. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Mississippi Queen. Take it away. God bless you.
And God bless you, Minister Ada from Brooklyn. I can't say it like you, but I tell you what, you are such a sweetheart. You are so dear to me as well as to the TMC family, and I love and appreciate you. You are such a blessing to the masses, and I can't wait to hug your neck when we get to Las Vegas. We're going to have a time. I know we will. Thank you so much for that cordial, blessed introduction. I love and appreciate you, and of course, give your mother a hug from all of us. this morning. Well, good morning, good morning. And I want to say thank you, Minister Kai, for stepping in and seating and greeting everyone this morning. You are such a blessing. I love and appreciate you. Thank you so much for being the blessed woman that you are, especially to me. Thank you, thank you, thank you to Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, these two women of God who have said yes to the Lord and then continue on with this call day by day, every Monday through Friday. I love and appreciate you, and thank you for trusting me to share this platform this morning. Well, I'm going to go on and get into the Word, but let me go before the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you that you have empowered all of us, Lord God, to receive what you have this morning. I glorify you, Father, because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. So, Father God, I glorify you and honor you as you speak through this vessel. And I thank you, Lord God, that your anointing will overshadow in such a manner, Father God, that we will see your glory in the temple. We honor you, we praise you, and we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we say amen and amen. Well, TMC family, I will speak with you this morning about the 10 virgins coming out of Matthew 25. And I'm going to be reading a little bit of this, and I'm reading from the Amplified Version where it talks about, then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish, thoughtless, silly, and careless, and five were wise, far-sighted, practical, and sensible. For when the foolish took their lamps, they did not take any extra oil with them. But the wise took flask of oil along with their lamps. Now, while the bridegroom was delayed, they all began to nod off. They fell asleep. But at midnight, there was a shout. Look, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. Then all those virgins got up and put their own lamps in order, trimmed the wicks and added oil and lit them. But the foolish virgin said to the wise, give us some of your oil because our lamps are going out. But the wise replied, no, otherwise there will not be enough for us and for you. Two, go instead to the dealers and buy oil for yourselves. But while they were going away to buy oil, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast. And the door was shut and locked. Later the others also came and said, Lord, Lord, open the door for us. But he replied, I assure you and most solemnly say to you, I do not know you. We have no relationship. Therefore, this is what the Master is saying, and he used this as an example for being in the kingdom of God. He says, therefore, be on the alert, be prepared and ready, for you do not know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man will come. Well, I want to speak to you on this about, is your lamp ready for the King? Is your lamp ready for the King? You see, I want to elaborate more on the oil. And let's get an insight on this oil. Because when we see that Jesus had given this example of what the kingdom of heaven is like, he was given this example to let us know that the oil was important. So with these revealing words from the Lord, we can now discover what the oil signifies. Obviously, it was the lack of an adequate supply of oil which caused these foolish virgins to be met with the words, I do not know you. They did, of course, have some oil when they began, but it was not enough. You see, so when I think about a little oil, God has given each of us some measure of faith. Faith, that's a part of our oil. It seems that the foolish virgins did not act on the measure of faith that God had given them. According to 12:3, he said, to every man, God has given a measure of faith. And according to Hebrews, he says, it is impossible to please God without faith. if they lacked wisdom, which I feel is a part of the oil, they could have asked God for it, because he simply said, if you lack wisdom, ask God. And it seems that their selfish, sinful, self-centered ways kept them from having that true relationship with the Father through Jesus Christ. They had spent their time operating in the flesh rather than allowing the Spirit of God, which represents the oil, to lead them. So let's talk about that. Oil in the Old Testament is frequently used as a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Kings and priests were anointed with oil as a sign of their consecrated lives. Zechariah the prophet was shown a vision of a great golden lampstand with two olive trees standing beside it. The trees dripped oil into the bowls of the lampstand, and Zechariah was told, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. The oil symbolized the Spirit of God by which the light of testimony could be maintained in the hour of darkness. We, the body of Christ, the New Testament church, have the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us into all truth. He even brings all things to remembrance. And you may ask, what things? The things of God received from the Word of God. In John 16:13-14, Jesus said to him, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own authority, but will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me. He was talking about Jesus. For he will take what is mine and declare it to you. This is what Jesus was telling us. Therefore, it is evident that the Holy Spirit and the Word of the oil we have sustained to sustain us and to cause us to be the light of the world. Now, according to Matthew 5:14, we are the light of the world. After all, God's word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And then we go on to Psalms 119 where it tells us, so I ask, is your lamp ready for service? Is your lamp ready for the King? Because his light is a light of our pathway. The supreme ministry of the Spirit is to impart the men to the men the knowledge of Jesus Christ. However, he will not force himself on anybody. The heart and soul of man must be open to receive the Spirit of God. There are many who know the doctrine of God but don't know Jesus as their Savior. They know about going to church. They know about going in and being a part of church, but they don't have the relationship with the Lord. We have so many that are trying to go through other methods, Buddha and New World, Allah, Mohammed, but the only way is Jesus Christ. You can ask the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They tried to be, they were self-righteous, and in their self-ways, they thought they knew it all. They thought they knew the word. They were trying to tell Jesus what it was about, but didn't recognize him. And Jesus revealed the works of the Holy Spirit and told them, I have told you these things so that you won't abandon your faith, for you will be expelled from the synagogues. And the time is coming when those who kill you will think they are doing a holy service for God. Are we seeing that today? You better believe it. This is because they have never known the Father or me. That's in John 16. He tells us that these things are going to take place, but they didn't know him. He went on to tell them, when he, the Holy Spirit, comes, he will convict the world of his sin and of God's righteousness and of the coming judgment. Now, here is the ministry of the Holy Spirit available to anyone who will seek in the scriptures to know the truth. He says we will come to know the truth, and then the truth will make us free. But it is designed to take us deeper. See, when we saturate ourselves in his word, when we read his word, when we meditate on his word, he said we'll be like trees planted by rivers of water. Then we'll be coming into the fuller and permanent relationship with the Father. And when we have that permanent relationship with him, then there's an impartation of a divine life. Oh, glory to God. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ because we have that relationship. And he told us when we hunger and thirst for his righteousness, we shall be filled. Glory to God. This is what the virgins had. This describes those wise virgins who lived by faith, guided by the Holy Spirit, had a genuine relationship with the Lord, and lived in the overflow, which is love, joy, peace, gentleness, long-suffering, and goodness. You think their oil was ready? You better believe it. They had enough oil while waiting for the groom. I ask you, my brothers and my sisters, is your lamp ready for the king? During the years of my mother's confinement, I believe that she prayed for my salvation. And once I gave my life to Christ, I was compelled to go to her because she couldn't do anything for herself. She couldn't feed herself. She couldn't hold a book for herself. We had to do it all for her. So I read the word to her. It wasn't until God gave me this message that I realized that her lamp was filled with oil, and so was mine. What we only do for Christ will last. That's the oil. We, the ministers in the marketplace, here on the Master's Call, whether we're serving as greeters, hosts, speakers, or as devoted listeners, we're all prayer warriors who trust in the Lord and stand firmly on his word. The service we give as unto the Lord is a part of our all. It is obedience. And I would love to elaborate more on that, but time will not permit it. But of course, I got to say this. Obedience is better than sacrifice, because I believe the wise virgins were obedient as unto the Lord rather than the foolish virgins. You see, they had their own way of thinking. They were walking in their own mind. They did not have the mind of Christ, so their oil was low. God has given each of us an assignment to serve with joy. As ambassadors of Christ, we are thankful that he chose us. Proverbs 20:27 says, "The spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord." Oh, can I say that again? The spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart. See, as our heart thrives and hungers and thirsts for the righteousness of Jesus Christ, the oil is flowing upon us, where we will have enough to be ready in our lamp. We will have enough because we are hungering and thirst. And as we're hungering and thirsting, we're praying, we're seeking his face, we're praising, we're glorifying him in all of his glory. Let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father who is in heaven. Because that's all that matters, is that our light shine, that he will get the glory, that our lamps will be full with the oil, so he will get the glory. And this is what John said. I want to encourage you with this. John, in Revelation 12:1-2, he says, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there is no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, arrayed like a bride adorned for her husband." Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Here is that bride. Here is that virgin that has her lamp ready for the king. Revelations 19:7 says, "Let us rejoice and shout for joy. Let us give him glory and honor, for the marriage of the Lamb has come at last, and his bride, the redeemed, has prepared herself." Oh, can I say that again? "For the bride, the redeemed of the Lord, has prepared herself. Her lamp is ready. Her lamp is full with oil." The angel told John, "Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper, the wedding feast of the Lamb. We are the chosen. We are the people who have been called by his name to humble ourselves before the Lord, to see that his glory will fill the temple, to look to him who is the author and the finisher of our faith, and know that as he fills our cups by the Holy Spirit with the all of blessings, with the all that will prepare us in every facet of our lives, the all that is will give glory to God because he is our King. He is our groom. He is our deliverer. He is our Savior. So in this day and in this time, we must all ask ourselves, is my lamp ready for the King? I hope you got a thought from this message. I love and appreciate each and every one of you. I'll turn it back over to our Minister Ada. Minister Ada, are you there?
Praise the Lord. Let the church say amen. Amen. Minister Brenda, what an awesome on-time word. Thank you, woman of God. I will be calling you back to give us our closing benediction. But at this time, will you and our guests and listeners join me for a word of prayer? Oh, gracious Father, we want to be ready for our King. We want to be ready. We want to be serving and worshiping and loving on you until you come back for us, Lord God. We thank you for the woman of God this morning who gave us that powerful word this morning. We do ask, Lord God, that you fill her back up virtue for what she has given to us this morning. We thank you, Lord, that today is Friday. And if there's someone on the line, Lord, that needs a special prayer, a powerful prayer. We thank you for our Mother Eagle, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts-Panton and the entire TMC family. Lord, we are all getting ready for the Artists United Conference next month. And so, Father God, we do ask that you continue to make a way, Father God. Make a way as far as transportation and a sharing of rooms so that we can be there to learn and to celebrate 27 years of your faithfulness to Artists International. We love you this morning. We want to continue to lift up Mr. Flanagan, our Diamond President, Reggie's father. We call him Heal and Whole. We continue to lift up Minister Jackie and her recovery. We thank you, Lord God, for how you're healing and restoring health to Minister Kai as well. Lord, we just thank you for your miraculous power. You are still performing miracles in 2017. We thank you that our goals and dreams are manifesting in 2017. So we love you this morning, and we bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Now, I know you're going to want to hear the playback. The playback for this call, share it with someone. It's all available the whole weekend, 712-432-1085. And the access code is the same one that you dialed in today, 957-677-pound. We are about to head over after our part two of our call to the morning motivational call. That number is 712-770-4005. The access code is 294-617-pound. If you have Metro PCS or T-Mobile, you can dial the bridge number first so that you're not charged for the conference call. The bridge number is 857-957-1147. Now, at this time, I want to thank Minister Kai for seating and greeting God's people this morning, opening us up with that awesome prayer. And woman of God, I want to thank you for that on-time word. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. At this time, Minister Brenda, will you come on back and close us out for part one and then bring on Dr. V. for our part two of our call. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you again, Minister Ada, and thank you again, Minister Kai. Is your lamp ready for the King? Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen and amen. Now I introduce to some and present to others our very own co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon of Prairie View, Texas. I tell you, she is a blessing to the masses. We love and appreciate you, Dr. V. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TNG family. Thank you for that absolutely anointed, awesome word this morning, Prayer General. So blessed by the word, the anointing that was present in you and through you. So again, thank you for that rich deposit on this Friday morning. Again, a big thanks to Minister Ada. Give Mother Jessie a hug for us while you're there at home in Oak Park, Illinois, for hosting our call today. And a big hug to Minister Kai there in Norcross, Georgia. Good morning to you for greeting and seating all of the saints of God on this Friday morning. Well, kingdom greetings to each and every one of you on the Master's Call. Don't take it lightly. Always humbled and honored when I see you all call in and the names and the numbers come in on the board. It means so much to our co-founder and myself, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. We're grateful for the opportunity to serve, to have this platform and this. Because we, every Friday, take out time to make sure that there's a place where you can always come and petition our Lord and Savior and also give your praise reports. So the queue is open. All you have to do is hit star 6, then 1, and it'll bring you into the queue. And this is your time. Every Friday, where we do want to make sure we hear from you. We did already hear as a prayer request that we're continuing to pray for Mr. James Flanagan, that is Diamond President Reggie Front Flanagan's father, to keep him lifted up in prayer. He's in the VA hospital, was very weak, but he is doing better, and we want to continue to pray for him. I am earnestly asking each and every one of you all to pray for Kendra Carter. Many of you all know, and some of you may be new and not know, she has been battling brain cancer for over 4 or 5 years, and the doctors had counted her out several times. But with these Artist products, she has been prevailing, but they did move her to hospice last week. But she is still a fighter, lets me know she's a warrior. She's not giving up at all, and we are just going to continue to do all we can do in prayer and know that God will do in her body what we cannot do. So we're keeping our beloved Kendra Carter lifted up in prayer there in Maryland. And we also are praying for, of course, our Artists United conference that's coming up. That we know things just don't happen because we'd like to happen, even when we plan for them to happen. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. So we're praying for every part of that conference, the finances to come in, for all of us to make our plans, the time off from work, the planning for care for those loved ones we are leaving behind, and just to pray for that Monte Carlo hotel, that it have the Lord's presence, and that we will feel his power while we're there. We're lifting up our speaker on Sunday who will be bringing the word, and that's none other than LaVonya Lewis, Pastor LaVonya Lewis. She's been with the Master's Call since the beginning, and so this is her hometown, and so we want to definitely lift her up in prayer and cover her as she will be bringing the word. And just to pray for all of the speakers, and I tell you, Alfredo, Jose, and Elvia, they're working so hard to get everything prepared for us and the rest of the corporate staff. Keep them lifted up in prayer so that we have one of the best conferences ever. We're praying this weekend for our different Super Saturdays that will be going on across the country. Some we know about, some we don't know about. We do know about our own minister, Cynthia Cox, is having hers in New York, and the Flanagans are speakers at that one. We're praying for the ultimate awesome success for that one. We're praying for Miami, where our dear Platinum President, call her the coach, Anastasia Lewis, Platinum President, will be there along with our co-founder, CEO, Alejandra and Elvia will be there in Miami this weekend. And Genevieve and others have been working tirelessly for that meeting in Miami, Florida. I know the Flanagans are having a happy hour celebration. And then all the meeting calls that will be going on over the weekend. We're keeping these things in prayer. We're understanding the growth that we've had, the new fresh spirit that's in this company, the hunger to go out there and make a difference. It's happening because we as midwives of prayer are doing our part. So we're asking you all to continue to pray. We continue to pray for Minister Kai. She's having some surgery, and just believing God for all to be well with her. I think I'm remembering everybody else that has needed prayer. So those are some of the things that we know about that we want to definitely cover. And anybody else, if you would hit star 6, then 1, it'll bring you into the queue. So we're going to start off with our beautiful Mother Eleanor from Florida. Good morning and welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, TMC family and my team leader, Brenda Terrell. I tell you, that was an awesome, awesome word. Lord knows when I'm able to shout, I'm going to shout all over the place. I'm going to do some dancing. Let me tell you, Brenda, I'm going to hold on to that word. I tell you, I just want to give an awesome praise report. Thank you, Miss Ada Grace, for calling and encouraging me. I just want to let you know I am now receiving PT, physical therapy, in my home. And I stood up the other day for 8 minutes. 8 minutes. That was awesome. So awesome. My daughter's been preparing the product for me faithfully. We went out and got a NutriBullet. Matter of fact, I hear her in there shaking up some stuff right now. So she is preparing. And the day we had the awareness Wednesday, and there was a young lady that, or it was a Thursday, gave a testimony of fibromyalgia. I thought about it. I don't feel any pain anymore in my back. I can wear clothes and I can wear certain things. And I said, you know what? I too have been healed. That the pain, that nerve pain, has gone away. I understand how it feels, and not a sheet or a blouse, or you can't even wear something close to you. I have people hug you. And two little boys had come in and hugged me so tight, tears fell down my eyes. I said, Lord, I'm not in pain anymore. I encourage anyone that's listening, please continue to take these wonderful products, because they do work. But be consistent. That is my word, be consistent. But that is my praise report, and thank you to the sister that reached out and went the extra mile to give me a call to encourage me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Y'all have a blessed weekend.
Amen. You too, Mother Eleanor, and that's a powerful praise report. And we thank Minister Ada, asked for your number, and I'm so glad you all were able to connect. It is teamwork that makes our dreams through Christ work. So amen, amen. All righty, got another TMC person who hopped in the queue. Good morning, Minister Rebecca.
Good morning, Mother Eagle, and good morning, my TMC family. I tell you, Minister Brenda, that word was so powerful. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for sharing that word, and thank you for your prayers. I have a prayer request for a man named Emmanuel and his wife, Misty. And Emmanuel is, he got into a car accident like 2 months ago, and he was in a coma. And like a lot of his family were just telling his wife to just, you know, pull the plug, but she didn't. She's really like leaning on the Lord for his healing and just always like, you know, like she's not giving up. And he is better. Like he's been moving his foot, and he also can talk to her through a tube because it was like a really bad car accident. And so I'm just lifting up Misty and Emmanuel so that the Lord can do, you know, his work that he's doing in that couple, and to show a strong testimony for their extended family. And thank you so much for this call and for this time on Friday. And we just love you and appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, beautiful. Appreciate you and Michael and the girls. All righty, before we go to prayer again, if anybody wants to come into the queue, again, hit star 6 and then 1, and then we'll be able to see you and give you, include you in our prayer request. I do want to include our own Platinum President, Martha Marie Preston. Many of us know and love her, and she has had to have surgery on her back and has been recovering. And so just continue to keep our Platinum President, Martha Marie Preston. And I tell you, with the Master Center, she's signing a lot stronger. And we just are so happy whenever I can connect with her and just to hear her doing much better. And she always tells me how much she misses these calls, and I've been getting on it about getting back on, so, but I'm asking our TNC family to keep our Platinum President, Marie Preston, in your prayers and for her complete recovery. We want to definitely continue to pray for our Silver Fox and her complete recovery from her shoulder surgery, and then believing God that she's doing better day by day, and we praise God for that. All right. I don't know what else is. And so
Dr.
Let's go.
Vanessa?
Yeah.
I wanted to tell you, I did text you. We want to say praise the Lord. Aisha and Byron welcomed their baby girl this morning at 3:30 a.m., a healthy, over 8 pounds, 21 inches long. Mama and baby are doing well. I got a text from Aisha. I've been coordinate with her so that we can continue the call going while she is spending that precious time with her new bundle of joy. So that's a praise report. They welcome their new baby. Her name is Destiny. So want to just say praise God. All went well, Mama and baby and the family are elated and all are doing well. Back to you.
All right, baby Destiny. All right. Because I was teasing her because she was truly carrying a little load. So over 8 pounds, wow, that's a blessing. And I tell you, even with all that going on, she was determined. And Candy says she held her own when they had that recent Super Saturday in Portland. And so we're just so happy for her and rocking the new you, Byron Redman. Thank you for giving us that report this morning. Minister Ada, so appreciate that. All righty, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you on this faithful Friday for your goodness, for your mercy, utmost for your power and your presence in our lives, individually, Daddy God, and definitely corporately, how you have moved in us and through us. We thank you that for everyone who had a mind and a heart and called in this morning to hear, to be empowered, to be infused with that awesome word from our prayer general this morning. We pray for our mouthpiece who brought this awesome message today. We thank you for using her. We thank you for stirring up the gifts inside of her. Now we ask you to pour back the virtue of God into her, for that awesome word. Is your lamp ready for the King? Use her mightily. We thank you for her excellent serving as our prayer general, and even today as your mouthpiece. You know all the things that are dear to her heart, so we ask for you to meet her, strengthen her, and encourage our dear minister, Brenda Terrell. Father, we pray for this upcoming Artists United Conference, 35 days away. We thank you that you're giving us what we need these last 16 days to finish this end of month, to meet the goals, to do what we can do, knowing you'll do what we cannot do after we press for the prize. Our Father, go before us, making the crooked pathway straight for the traveling mercies, for the hotel, Father. We speak Monte Carlo to be endowed with your presence that entire weekend. And Father, a spirit of love and unity, and what the theme says, artists united on one accord. So we pray right now for your kingdom come, your will to be done, that you're downloading the messages for every presenter, all the details, the planning, Father. Blow your favor on it even right now. Father, those who desire to come, you're making that way out of no way for them today in the name of Jesus. We just thank you that we lift up our speaker, Pastor LaVonya Lewis, that you're anointing her with a right now word out of the very throne room of God that will be served to minister and feed our spirits and our hearts. We continue to lift up the Diaz de Leon family. Father, we just thank you for this founding family. Thank you for the 44 years of marriage that you've given our dear Papa and Mama Diaz de Leon last week, and we thank you for many, many more years of heavenly bliss, marital bliss. Now we thank you, Father, for you giving Alejandre and Elvia the strategies from heaven as they lead this company in this season. We thank you for the godly counsel that's around them. I thank you and rejoice for the weekly team meetings where your word, Proverbs 11:14, and a multitude of counsel, there is safety. I just thank you for the momentum and the massive action that we know comes from the throne room that we see going on in this company right now, flowing through love for you, understanding that it's first about faith, and it is about us building a family that glorifies you and being a lifestyle, living epistles, where it's sermons of how we carry ourselves are seen by all, and then creating that legacy for our children's children's children to walk in. Now we pray and send word to Jehovah Rapha Healing, to Mr. James Flanagan, and send peace to Reggie's heart for his dad. He's been such a dutiful son, caregiver for his father. So I just thank you that you're touching Mr. James Flanagan from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. And we call him the healed, the whole, in Jesus' name. Now, Father, I send special prayers to our warrior, our worshiping warrior, Miss Kendra Carter. Father, she has fought the good fight of faith. We're not worried about the doctor's report. It's your report that we want to believe. So I thank you that she has been diligent and consistent, taking our products, astounding the doctors, and them saying over 4 years ago that she wouldn't last more than a week or two. I just thank you that her faith is strong, her fortitude is determined to serve and glorify you. I pray even more so for Kristen, her daughter, and the kids, the grandchildren all around her, and family members and siblings, that we speak life and life more abundantly. Let her feel the prayers of her artist family. Let her feel the love. And even as she has transitioned to this new place at hospice, that she's been such a powerful testimony everywhere she goes. Father, her love, even her laughter in the midst of what many would have nothing but tears, she still has strength and love and laughter and belief in her voice. we stand in the gap for this miracle in the making. And we believe you, God, that you're Jehovah Rapha. You're still the healer in the name of Jesus. Father, we're praying for all of these super Saturdays all across the country, in New Jersey with Minister Cynthia Cox, and Miami, Father, with our Platinum President Anastasia, our co-founder Alejandra and Elvia, and with Miss Genevieve and Dave and all the many who are working tirelessly. And Father, all across the country, the meetings that are be going on, the upcoming Super Saturday in Dallas, in Houston on August 30th, we're asking you to bless them, to make them successful. We call the people in from the north, the south, the east, and west, the healthy, happy hour that the Flanagans will be having too, Father. Just cover them as people are stepping out and having activities that allow people to come. We thank you for that powerful, powerful testimony yesterday on the morning motivational call with Mother Patricia, 87 years young, and how these products have so changed the quality of life for her. And from January to now, just the strength in her voice, even taking yoga now, God, and we know the why we do what we do with these products, because there's people who have been praying for help, praying for an answer, praying for a solution, and we are your glory carriers. We are your ambassadors. We are your ministers in the marketplace. So we thank you that we're reminded why we do what we do. Father, we send words of healing to Minister Kai. We speak healing to her body. Jehovah Rapha, in the name of Jesus, strength, peace to her spirit, and strength, God, to her body, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you for this awesome, awesome praise report from Miss Eleanor. We thank you. For some, they're like, what? Oh, but we know. It's a miracle that she stood up those 8 minutes, and she'll stand up 80 minutes as you continue to strengthen her body. I thank you for her love of life and her love for you. And as she's been consistent taking these products, we continue to send that word, Jehovah Rapha, of the healing virtue from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. I just thank you, Daddy God, that you're healing her now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we just thank you that even the praise report of realizing that she's healed from fibromyalgia, that you'll continue to remind her every day, every week of new healings, to new transformations that are taking place in her body. And we rejoice with her. We lock in agreement with her that your healing virtue continues to flow. Now, Father, we send words of healing to Emmanuel and his wife, Missy, standing firmly in faith. Father, what the devil did for bad with that car wreck, we thank you that you've turned it around for good. And as he's recovering, as he's your miracle in the making, as he's even communicating, Father, we thank you for his testimony of life and the peace and strength of his wife, Missy. Continue to be with them in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we continue to send words of healing to our beautiful Silver Fox, the healing from her shoulder surgery to Miss Jackie, and the back surgery for Marie Preston. We call them your healed and your whole vessels in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we celebrate with the new life that mother and child are fine. With Miss Aisha and Byron as they brought in truly destiny with their new blessing, their new daughter. We just praise God for this new beginning in you. And we just thank you that all the love, long life, beautiful life from her siblings, her older sister, and all the excitement of family members as we celebrate this new arrival. In the name of Jesus. The Father, we thank you for the spoken but the unspoken prayer requests that are on this line. We know you know, and we just thank you that we send the word, knowing that it is not returned void, that you're still a healer, that you're still a way maker, that you're still a provider, that you're still a reconciler. Whatever we need, I am to be. You are that for us today. Father, we pray for America. We pray for those families who lost loved ones in Spain, in Barcelona, and all through that Spain peninsula. We arrest the spirit of hate. We continue to pray for Heather's mother and father and that family, for her loss of life in Charlottesville. And Father, you told us to pray for our president and those who have authority over us. We send the word of your godly counsel and wisdom. And Father, we pray for his deliverance and that his heart will be turned towards you, whatever it takes, God. If he needs a Damascus Road experience to know you, to serve you like never before, you do it. We curse and cancel the assignment of the enemy that would try to raise his ugly head through racism. We silence that. America belongs to you, Jesus. And as the remnant, you said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray. We're praying today, Daddy God. We're standing in the gap. We're doing what you told us to do. Pray according to your word that your kingdom come, your will be done. Oh, Father God, have your way, Spirit of the living God. For those who have been hurt, those who don't understand why some things are happening, you be their peace. You be their comforter. You be their way maker. Now, Father, we continue to pray for our family members, for our artist family, for the body of Christ, for those who are lost loved ones to find their way back home. As we stand in the gap and make up the hedge, we have a confidence in knowing that we don't have to wait till the battle's over. We can shout now. And as the word of God that went forth this morning, we're reminded to keep our lamps ready for you, Daddy God, to live a life that is a testimony to others, that will draw them closer to you. So as we seal this time of intercession, and as we seal this time together, we go knowing that you hear, but at most, that you answer prayer. We leave out this call going out this weekend, knowing that you're ordering our steps, knowing that the blood hedge of protection is around us, asking, laying hands on our own head, asking for the mind of Christ to think the thoughts that are good and pure and lovely and just and a good report that are praiseworthy. We choose to think on these things. Father, we choose to walk in the authority as a believer that your kingdom come, your will is being done in our lives. We decree it. We declare it as so. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Love each and every one of you. Go out, be blessed, be that minister in the marketplace. Make sure your lap is ready, and we look forward to hearing you either on the morning motivational call or back here on the master's call on Monday. Have a blessed one. Bye-bye.